Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for you Saturday morning. I'm Joe Gill, brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service. During the recent NAFB convention, one of our session topics was the Make America Healthy Again MAHA initiative. We get some perspective from the vegetable side of things with Molly Van Loo.
In terms of, you know, how that's translated to policy and kind of the movement inside the Beltway, we certainly would like to see more kind of distinct policies that would elevate fruit and vegetable consumption, things like produce prescriptions. We just saw in the Oval Office last week or the week before announcement that Medicare and Medicaid will cover GLP-1s with agreement with pharmaceutical companies. We're certainly not opposed to that. There is data showing that GLP-1 users are eating more fruits and vegetables, but we would also like to see produce prescriptions as a standard practice of clinical care, which means if you have a diet-related disease, you can get an intervention. Some of the areas like transparency on labeling. There's a lot of movement from the administration on kind of what they might do in front of package warning labels. You know, something we've asked for is more consumer transparency about products that depict fruits and vegetables or imply their inclusion. Making sure that the consumer really understands if there's a meaningful amount. In terms of the winners, I think certainly it's hard to say because ultimately, it's what the consumer decides to buy, right? and whether or not the policy or the conversation impacts those consumer choices, which has been a question even before MAHA came along. I thought it was interesting, though, last week Secretary Kennedy did signal we expect the new dietary guidelines by the end of this year that, in his words, of ending the war on saturated fat. So on the surface, you would look at probably dairy products as being a winner in that, full-fat dairy products and beef. But then he also kind of alluded to production practices. So is that grass-fed? Is that crop protection tools? Is that size of the operation? So I think there's still a lot of questions. And then there's, I'll let others speak, but I think there's some additional conversation to be had on kind of the nutrition and the science related to that for certain populations.
Molly Van Loo, International Fresh Produce Association, addressing farm broadcasters in KC. We also heard from John Bodie with the Corn Refiners Association regarding MAHA.
What MAHA has really accomplished in the winter is to define problems that are very real. And MAHA deserves credit for that. And if you look at the data, the polling data, MAHA is a movement. It is very real. It's something like 9% of the U.S. population identifies with that. So that must be taken seriously, and it's a good thing that there's focus on chronic disease that is associated with obesity. So that's a positive for public health and the need for better preventive care. But there are also challenges because, you know, one of my favorite American journalists of the past was fond of saying for every complex problem, there is a solution that is simple, clear, and wrong. And that has happened a lot in what we've seen from MAHA, where there are simplistic solutions advanced that lack a science and risk-based foundation. And that is a big challenge. When science and risk-based policies are abandoned, we see things like irrational challenges to agricultural production practices that are very sound, well-established. And we also see a threat to the economic stability of our food system. To pledge radical transformation of our food system is to pledge increased food prices. Changes to continue the long-standing evolution of our food system with science and risk basis is the way to advance public health and economic liberty. So I think those are winners and losers. I would say that MAHA today is not what MAHA was a year ago. So The first report had some pretty concerning challenges to science and risk-based policies. The second report abandoned much of that. There are still challenges, still questions about initiatives being science and risk-based, but I think there is a greater focus on the importance of science and risk-based policies. And now there is a greater focus on the economic consequences of departing from science and risk-based policies.
John Bodie with the Corn Refiners Association. We also heard from Leah Wilkinson with the American Feed Industry Association and how this whole MAHA push is affecting and possibly affecting the feed side of things.
Feed is food, right? So I think one of the biggest winners is that attention that of what food is in the United States. But you could also think of it as a loser as well, because many times we have to, whether it be a state legislative activity or at the federal side, we have to clarify what is meant when you're talking about food in many cases to see if it impacts our industry or not. I think building upon what John talked about there at the end, I think one of the biggest winners and losers is our food regulatory system in the United States. Because now there's always been people that have questioned different ingredients or production practices, but we've been able to defend it because we have a robust, the world standard for how we approve these technologies. And ingredients in the United States, but we might be losing a little bit because now we have people questioning those with this movement, and where does that leave us in the international world for many countries who have looked to us and said, if it's approved in the United States, I'll let it be used or we'll be able to export because they had confidence that our regulatory system was so robust, that it was science-based, and that we included the public in those discussions to be able to know if a product or a production practice was safe. And so through all of this, I think there's so much being thrown at our regulatory system right now that may cause some questions, but it also could be an opportunity for us to make some modernizations that we need to be able to address these concerns long term. But we still have to make sure that things stay science-based in the United States.
Interesting panel at the recent National Association of Farm Broadcasting event in Kansas City. You just heard from Leah Wilkinson with the American Feed Industry Association. And prior to that, John Bodie with the Corn Refiners Association. And kicking off the segment, Molly Van Loo with the International Fresh Produce Association in regards to MAHA, the Make America Healthy Again initiative and push, and how it may affect these different sectors of agriculture. We'll get more follow-up here in the week ahead. Still a lot more to talk about there, that's for sure. That is your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio 4 this morning. It's brought to you each and every week by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service.